Well, General David Petraeus has been speaking to his friends quite a lot over the last few days, and some of them, we're very glad to say, have been speaking to us. We can now speak to retired Colonel Peter Mansour, who is a former executive officer to General Petraeus and is now Professor of Military History at Ohio State University. And retired Colonel Mansour has spoken to retired General Petraeus today. Hello, sir.
Hello.
What did the general have to say? What did he say about the situation he finds himself in?
Well, he's very remorseful about what happened. He blames no one but himself for what has been a morally reprehensible action. He realizes he's done great harm to his family, and he's extremely remorseful for what he's done, and he's going to try to heal his relationship with his wife Holly and his kids and move forward from here.
Do all his friends see this as a resignation issue?
I think my take on it is he had to offer his resignation. This affair had to become public, otherwise it could have been used as blackmail against him as the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. But having said that, the president did not need to accept the resignation. He could have said, well, General, take a month or two and, repair your family and do what you need to do, but we need you back in the service of your nation.
The writer who collaborated with Paula Broadwell on the book about General Petraeus said he was dumbfounded on Friday when Mr. Petraeus resigned. Were you equally dumbfounded? Did you have any inkling that this was coming?
Actually, I was astonished that General Petraeus would engage in this sort of conduct. Nothing he's done in his life to this point would point to this. It's just absolutely stunning that this turn of events. And, it proves he's human after all, and, we all make mistakes. But he's the last person in the world I would have suspected that would engage in this sort of conduct.
Did the behavior pose a security threat?
It could have. I don't think it would have with Paula. I mean, I know Paula. She's a good American citizen. I'm not sure that she would have engaged in any kind of blackmail or whatnot. But had a foreign intelligence service gotten a hold of the relationship, it's possible. But once it came out into the open, obviously, that threat went away. At that point, the idea that he could be blackmailed for intelligence secrets, I think, was far-fetched, and he could have remained in his position.
We've noted that there were, I think, something like 8 heads of the CIA in the last 7 years. I mean, an extraordinary turnover in that job. Was the general comfortable? Was he fitting in there into the CIA culture?
He absolutely loved his job at the CIA. He had a great relationship with the agency. He thought it was a wonderful organization. He loved the people.
There are some people, and there will always be going to be some people, who try to link his resignation with Benghazi and what happened there and the death of the ambassador. Is that just because he was going to be testifying this week?
I think we can lay to rest the conspiracy theories. The two conspiracy theories would be, one, somehow that he was had something to say about Benghazi that people didn't want to get out in the open. But the fact is that Congress can still subpoena him, and he can still testify. So I think that theory can be laid to rest. The other theory here in the United States is that, his scandal would have threatened the president's reelection. But in fact, President Obama himself didn't know about the incident until after the election. So,
is that absolutely categorical? Because the Wall Street Journal was reporting that the Attorney General knew about it at the end of October.
Right, and I don't know anything beyond what's been reported in the media. But what's been reported in the media is the president knew about it on Wednesday after the election, and that would put to rest any claim that he was supposedly hiding something. And quite frankly, I don't think, even had this scandal broken before the election, that it would have had a great impact.